WAP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Trouble in Memphis overnight after an anti-crime task force went to a home to look for a suspect. At least one man was shot dead after he got into a vehicle and rammed police cars several times, then got out of the car with a weapon, say police. Officers and an angry crowd faced off, with some in the crowd throwing rocks and bricks, say authorities. Officers fired tear gas, breaking up the crowd. Some of his Democratic rivals are again calling for the president to be impeached after he told an interviewer that if a foreign power offered dirt on his 2020 opponent, he'd be open to accepting it.
A 2016 meeting his son had with a Russian lawyer offering dirt on Hillary Clinton was a central part of the special counsel's Russia probe. The president says he'd be open to accepting such negative information in 2020.
I think I'd want to hear it.
The president's comments in an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos came weeks after he pledged not to use such information, saying he didn't need it. Now he says there's nothing wrong with listening.
If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI.
But says there's no obligation to do that, saying his own FBI director was wrong in saying last month the Bureau should be told about such offers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The shooting of baseball legend David Ortiz was a targeted hit, according to authorities in the Dominican Republic. Six people are in custody now. Four other suspects are still on the loose. Authorities are not revealing a motive. Meanwhile, David Ortiz is recovering in a Boston hospital. His wife says he can sit up and take some steps, but he's in guarded condition. Tokyo says two oil tankers reportedly attacked near the Strait of Hormuz carried cargo that is related to Japan. Nobody's claimed responsibility or explained how the tankers were attacked. The Navy says it's been helping out. This is AP Radio News. Victim advocates say Catholic bishops didn't go far enough with their sex abuse hotline.
The independent hotline agreed upon by Catholic bishops includes lay advisory panels to investigate the allegations leveled against bishops, but victims' advocates say it leaves out a crucial component, law enforcement. The hotline, which would field allegations that bishops committed abuse or covered it up, would take complaints by telephone as well as online. Events of the past year have posed unprecedented challenges for the U.S. bishops, many dioceses targets of state investigations, since a Pennsylvania grand jury last August detailed hundreds of cases of alleged abuse. I'm Tim McGuire.
Maine has now become one of only eight states in the union that will allow medically assisted suicide. Terminally ill people will be allowed to end their lives with prescribed medication. The Blues won hockey Stanley Cup last night, a 4-1 victory in Game 7 of the final. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.